And look, man, I got to give the people what they want. Got to give the people what they need.
Oh, good. Another 45 minutes of impressions.
Look, I wish you would just calm down and let me do my damn job. Because if I can do my job, I can go to Morton's and have that Cajun ribeye.
Oh, you can go to Morton's and have a trash steak. Good.
Don't be disrespectful. Don't do that to Morton's, because that's a good steak.
You and Kenny Caraway both like bad overpriced food.
But check this out, man. Mm-hmm. NBA playoff basketball. I'm not even paying attention to Indiana and Milwaukee.
Damn.
I'm not even paying attention to Orlando and Boston. We're not going with any of them in that lineup. Lineup is ready to go.
Why are you yelling at us? What'd we do?
Well, because I'm not even paying attention. If okay. You're on NBA TV, I'm not paying attention to you. You can't be in the lineup.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Right. Kind of fair rude. Enough. A little bit, but well.
So yeah. I've got the lineup ready to go.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson, mm-hmm. 29.5 points. He's going for 35+. I'm going
wow. More. Okay.
Cade Cunningham.
29. Is that a demon or is that just the number?
It's just the number. Cade Cunningham,
man.
27.5 points. He's had a phenomenal series, a phenomenal series. He is the future, but I'm going less in this one.
Mm.
I'm going less. Josh Hart, 7.5 rebounds. He plays like a madman sometimes. This is a goblin, and I'm going more mm-hmm. for Josh Hart, 7.5 rebounds. Tim Hardaway Jr., 1.5 three-pointers made. This is a goblin as well. Absolutely, I'm going more on that. And OG Anunoby. Ever since we questioned him, I questioned him in that game too, he stepped his game up. He's been playing some good basketball. They got him at 16 points. I'm going more, all right? I will put the lineup on social media. Go check that out, all right? At KingKC_916. We're in talks of a new name, by the way, as well. We're in talks. We're working some things out. You should be seeing a new name. But for right now.
Who's we?
Me and my representation. Right now. At KingKC_916 is where it's at. Make sure you download the Prize Picks app. Put in that promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win or lose. Just put in the promo code KIFM and you get $50 instantly with that first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game. Johnny G. Welcome to the league. I don't think he's on the list. I don't think he's got a game. Yeah, or no, I think Johnny's got one. This is the second one. This is the second one. Johnny, I see you, big dog. He's got two on the season now.
This is the stupidest thing.
Oh, I think you were out too during the break. We Maxwell is real. he was back in the chat. Like, he's a real person. So
yeah, Maxwell showed up, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, we were not Mandela affected.
I'm trying to put together an all-demon lineup, and it's not going well. Like, the return is trash, and I think some of these numbers are tough.
What you thinking of? What you
saying? They had the demon at 10.5 assists for Jokic, so I took more on that.
Okay.
It's a demon, so that's all you could do.
Yeah.
And then they had Jalen at 44.5 points, rebounds, and assists as the demon.
That's a good one.
And then they had Cade at 29.5 for the demon. But it didn't net a big return. So, I mean, it did. It was a $200 return on a $20.
You gotta give me a couple more. Three ain't going to get it done if you want that big money, if you want that D-Lo money.
Yeah, but
give me five.
Oh, Cat play today. What's Cat looking like? Cat's at 24.5. The Goblin, 17. The Demon is 29.5. If I hit that demon, that takes you. Oh, that did it.
You need a four.
That took you. Yeah, that took you to 35 times your money.
You ain't Cat with the demon.
Yeah, there's no way he's getting 29.5. There ain't no way. Let me make an adjustment on this Cade pick to see what it does. Hold on, demon. Hold on. I got the goblin. Oh, gosh, man, Prize Picks give you a lot of options.
They do.
I think this is a terrible lineup, though. Cat's getting 29.5.
Look at Cat's recent performances. What I mean, he might be averaging about 28 for the series.
He had 27, 31, 10, 23, and 25.
He's due for a stinker, though.
Yo. Hey,
did I say that out loud?
Let Cat live, man. You see him out here pushing Reed out the way. You know what I mean? Letting him know. I'll go with the
three play. Just try to get two of them right. Make my money back. I'm gonna submit this lineup. I'll talk about it on KSFM.
Hey Jesse, did you see yesterday when we were at the at the Fat Rabbit?
Yes.
And the lady came and talked to us for a second.
Yeah.
The little white lady.
Yeah.
Did you know where she's from?
Yeah, she said West Harlem.
I said.
You guys talked to a little white lady from West Harlem at the Fat Rabbit yesterday?
Yeah, we had to make sure we were cool.
Really?
we had to tap in.
Was I there?
I don't think you were
got
there.
There maybe a couple minutes after.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We got there with the first group.
Okay. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm from New York. I don't know anything about this area. I said, oh, where are you from? Yeah, West Harlem. Okay. All right.
Okay. Shout out to the Fat Rabbit where you can get some bourbon and hash browns if you wanted.
I thought you might have said Long Island or something. Not West Harlem, but okay. All right. Salute.
Good vibes at the bar.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of fun.
Good drinks, too. Good drinks.
We had a good time. We have a really cool group here, man. Like, we were talking about that yesterday. Like, Paul is such a great dude. Paul Marshall and Abe over on 98 Rock. Our man Ken and Justin on the Eagle. Of course, the wake-up call on the end. It's not a, you know, despite the fact there's six stations here, it's not a big group of us. And it was one of the rare times where just all of the programming people were together. So it was us and it was Complex. It was just all of the people who are on the air. And shout out Mickey. And Joe and Jesse and, you know, the insiders. It was a chance to kind of come up with some ideas, but just hang out a little bit.
Gotta say too, pat on the back to me, back to me of Complex. Stayed at that bar probably longer than anyone.
Complex?
Complex did.
Complex was.
Well, Complex and Jesse were both there for a while.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Jesse, I believe was Final Four.
Wow.
Final Five. Well,
yeah,
okay, no.
Yeah, we're kind of like groups.
I mean,
still, yeah.
Like me, Katie Miller, Vince. Who we learned killed Kurt Cobain.
It's true. Oh,
and Jesse and Paul.
Yeah.
Let me think if I have my timing right. Were NBA games on when you left?
I don't even know. I was chopping up with Paul the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was a game on when we got to Scott's.
Long time.
Yeah, no, we hung out till.
I was kind of shocked. I was sitting there, I was like, damn, it's 4:00. I need to get out of here.
Yeah, we didn't get back to Rockland till like 6:30. We hung out for a while.
That's what's up.
And then of course we went to eat. You can't be that close to Scott's and not go have some oysters and ahi nachos.
I love me the clam chowder at Scott's. I mean, I like everything they have, but I'm not even like a big soup guy, but I definitely.
Katie got the lobster bisque, and that was pretty fire.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
Okay. Sometimes stuff happens and you just got to acknowledge you kind of miss some things. Jason Jones is going to have no interest in talking about this. So two catastrophic events happened today that I'm really sad about. We didn't get a chance to talk about George Kittle. I don't think we're going to talk about that with Jason Jones. I mean, George Kittle, everyone knows by now, signed a contract extension for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know. I have the reported details that we all have. I haven't been able to dig and find. Okay, what's this really look like? Because I feel like it's 2 years, but I don't know. The other thing is, for the first time since its inception, we're gonna miss Bump It or Dump It.
All right, it'll be ready.
I'm a little sad about that.
It'll be ready.
We want to do keywords when we get back.
And we're going to do keywords when we get back. Your chance to win $500 is coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we've got your chance to win Kenny's Riches with our Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the big guy, Vince Bloom. All you got to do is head over to ESPN1320.com right now, look for the Jump Shot giveaway post, and enter the keyword guard. Enter the keyword guard right now over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 e-Visa gift card as part of the Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway, courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We'll have keywords for you every day here in this 3 o'clock hour. Make sure that you're tapped in. Jesse reminded, we'll have two winners on Friday. We draw a winner every single day And the only way to enter is to go over to ESPN1320.com and enter that keyword. Again, the keyword for today is guard. Clippers and Nuggets coming up later. Is that right? That's wrong. That's wrong.
Wednesday.
This is old. That's fine.
No, Romy.
That's great. Terrific.
Romy is here.
Throw that away.
Well, they are playing tonight.
They are.
So that's what I thought you meant.
Well, no, I thought we had the game here.
Nuggets Clippers on Thursday, D'Lo meant.
There we go. Do we have anything tonight?
We do not. Not until Wednesday where we have Timberwolves.
Oh, today's Tuesday. That didn't even matter. I was looking at Monday. Like today, I forget. Today's Tuesday. Yeah. All right.
Do you? I'll ask you the same questions you asked TK. Do you think all the 3-1 series end tonight?
Well, Milwaukee's up 13-3. I do think this ends tonight. Detroit, New York. I kind of feel like New York ends that series tonight. And then, I think all three end tonight.
I do too.
Yeah.
This Pistons-Knicks series has been really, really good.
It's been very good.
I have enjoyed that series. I've enjoyed, obviously, you know, the performances by Brunson and Cat, but, you know, the scene in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena and seeing Tim Hardaway there, seeing Jalen Rose there, then on Sunday seeing Spike Lee there, like that's been a good look.
I didn't even watch Orlando beat Boston. I kind of like tuned it. I was like, I don't really need to worry about this.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, look at the phone and like, oh, okay. I probably should have watched that.
Can the Boston Celtics be contenders still? People are asking.
Not over here.
All right, man.
They didn't beat the Magic.
They didn't beat the Magic. Cavs 1-4.
Boston
Thunder 1-4.
It was a road game. Tricky things happen on the road. That's all I'm saying.
The Magic, like I think I said it before the show, or at some point in the break, when they get shooters on that team, they're going to be really good. Like, that's clearly what they're missing. They can play defense. Paolo's it. Franz is really good. They need shooters in the worst way.
Could that be a Giannis spot?
I don't think that's what you need. It could be, but I don't think that's what you need necessarily.
Could who be a Giannis spot?
Orlando.
I'd trade Franz for Giannis.
Franz, Jalen, picks.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't like that.
You know, I was listening to 520, matter of fact, and they were talking about the Kevin Durant deal. And with Giannis being on the market now, this kind of changes some things. Like, I'm really anxious to see what Kevin Durant goes for. Because their whole thing was like, I'll trade you nothing for Kevin Durant. You need to move on from him. So I wonder what, and he's right.
Bringing our man Jason Jones, who's rocking it. It looks like a Detroit hat. Detroit, I think it's a Detroit hat.
Yeah, I like
in
that.
In solidarity with the people who got robbed on the weekend. You know?
Well, that's
if that
that's
had been
true.
The Knicks who got that same call, the nation would be in an uproar. It happens to the Pistons. It was a physical game. No big deal.
I don't know if it would be an uproar for the Knicks. If it had happened to the Lakers, hell would have broke loose.
Sleepless nights.
Happened to the Lakers damn near. Well, they didn't get an apology from the official NBA Twitter.
This time.
Twitter.
Not this time. They did acknowledge they missed the call, though. Mm-hmm. I think they acknowledge that.
Yeah, and like I've said before, I think that's the dumbest thing the NBA does. It's like, why? What's the point? By the way, you know, it's like, oh, you say these teams are crying because they didn't get the call. Here comes the league. Oh, they had a right to cry. We messed up. My bad. See you next game. What does that do?
It doesn't do anything. We talked about it earlier, and my thought is always like, because to a certain degree, me personally, if a ref gets a call wrong and says, you know what, I messed that one up. I got it wrong. There's a certain level I could respect that. Like, nobody's perfect. Like, all right, you missed it. You're acknowledging that you missed it. You're not telling me I'm imagining what I saw. Like, we're all in agreement. You got it wrong. I can respect that. But the majority of the time, it just angers people when they say that. So they should just stop. Like, nobody's caring that you're being transparent or honest. So just stop.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's associated with Detroit who was like, you know what? Thanks for telling us you messed up. We appreciate it. Because when I saw that one live, I go, Hold up. Am I tripping? Didn't Josh Hart just run into him?
That was definitely like, foul. I was expecting to hear that whistle. Yeah. And when they didn't, I was like, oh, okay.
Because right. I was like, just lava. It looks like he brushed against his arm on his shot. And I said, okay, maybe I'm seeing things. And then, you know, you get to where my boys are tripping. You know, JJ put his hands in his pocket and did his best impersonation of old boy.
What I tell you? What did I tell you?
JJ had that one coming.
I told everybody listening, at some point in the 3 o'clock hour, Jason's going to take a shot at Darvin Ham. We were talking about coaches earlier and how people get all excited for first-time coaches like Will Hardy, and let's not pretend Kings fans didn't want Darvin Ham here, and now not a single Tuesday can go by without Jason Jones making a Darvin Ham joke, and you hit it within the first 5 minutes. My man.
I wanted to throw my TV at J.J. Redick on Sunday.
Well.
Oh, I'm like, Luka was throwing up his like inside less than 48 hours ago, so let's just play him the entire second half. Why not? He don't need a break. LeBron's only 40. But oh well, it is what it is.
Fourth quarter ate them up, man.
Gabe Vincent couldn't do anything. Eating
them up in every game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been outscored by like 30 or something in the fourth. I mean, you could, yeah, so let's see what I'll see what they do tomorrow if they, you know, shame themselves, you know. Or, you know, but yeah, that was took a gamble. You blew it, you know.
Meanwhile, I got to
hear Warrior fans talk like they've got the 96 Bulls.
Yeah, now. We haven't talked enough about that one. Warriors up 3-1. We haven't talked enough about that one.
What is up with the Rockets calling a play that says, hey, let's just go right at Draymond Green one-on-one?
Yeah.
I'm like, that was – you called a time – I mean, I like Ime, but you called a timeout to go with that. I mean, you don't try to at least screen and get Draymond off of Sengun. You know, you don't try. I'm just like, okay, that was the play. But I also think, you know, they've had trouble scoring all year when they struggle. And their offense is just so hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Green had his one game, and then now he's gone back to, I don't know what he's doing. It's been a very interesting postseason so far. I mean, Tyler Hero talked mess, and then they got beat by like a combined like 90 the last two games.
Yikes. I put a little bit of that on Ime, though. Just a little bit. I mean, Jalen Green, you're still responsible for your production and what you do. But, I mean, your coach has shown no confidence in you at all. You're a young guy, first playoffs, and it feels like the second you do something wrong – you're sitting. Like he was 3 of 8, I think, yesterday. He only played 25 minutes. And I'm looking at this situation. Not that Jalen Green is like this like unbelievable ball player, but he is talented. And if I'm Ime, I'm like, we can't win if Jalen isn't producing. So like what does it make sense for me to just not play him and bury him on the bench?
Especially in a situation where your offense is your weak point. And you need as many, because I mean, late in that game, I'm saying, okay, I like Eason as a player, you know, for his role, but he's not going to create any offense for you. I mean, you know, Dylan Brooks is not going to create offense. They're going to dare Dylan Brooks to shoot. And like, if we lose because Dylan Brooks hit a three, we lose. They've actually got to respect Jalen Green's offense, even if it is streaky. So, yeah, you've seen some very creative. Interesting things, I think, you know, across the board. I feel bad for Dame, you know. I mean, you know, go down like that. It's you know, everyone's now saying that Miami is proof why you should get rid of the play-in, because what were they doing in the playoffs in the first place?
That was tough. Those last two games were tough. And like, they did them at home.
Yeah. They were down by like 60 at home. How are you down 70 to 25?
That's crazy.
I mean, why?
That was the worst performance ever.
That was so bad.
I mean, 70 to 25. I mean, when you make the optimistic Ernie Johnson tap out. That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Ernie just be nice to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this was
Ernie
awful.
Didn't say anything bad about anyone. Ernie was like, yeah, get this off the screen, please.
Speaking of, did you see the clip of Shavano on the bench? Next to, I think he's next to Steph, and Jimmy's right there, and they're sitting down clearly on a timeout, and like, it's quiet, and then Buddy goes, my bad, and Jimmy gets up and looks back like.
Like I said, they did it again last night, bro. I'm Buddy Hield, I'm like, hey, bro, none of this is funny, bro. Stop making a
Buddy
joke out of Hield me, bro.
Buddy Hield disgusts Jimmy Butler.
I mean, thanks to everyone except Buddy Hield. It is just funny seeing what, you know, people in Sacramento saw for years on this stage.
Yeah.
It's like, Buddy, stop dribbling.
Stop dribbling. Yeah. Like,
crazy.
When he got his pocket picked by Steven Adams the other day on the perimeter, I was like, come on, Buddy. You can't dribble past a center.
They had Steve Kerr. You see him after the game when they had the video in the locker room, and he's like, well, I'm going to start this off by saying a sentence that's never been said in the history of the world. Buddy Hield set the tone on defense. Yay! If I was Buddy, I'd be like, hey, man. Hey.
I feel bad because I'm like, does Buddy know they're like making fun of him with all this?
Buddy is
or
the
is Buddy just like
they literally the Warriors are treating Buddy Hield like the village idiot.
In another world, if Jimmy Butler tweets about a teammate and thanks to everyone except Buddy, that teammate goes in there and slaps Jimmy Butler. Like, don't you embarrass me like that. You don't single me out as the one guy who didn't help the win.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Buddy's like, yeah,
whatever. Way worse. It's like a ritual at this point.
I mean,
hey, did we crap on Buddy today? No? All right, make sure we get one in during the press game, post game.
And I thought sometimes people in Sacramento were harsh. I thought back in the day, Dave Yeager would roll his eyes at Buddy, but I mean, gosh, Jimmy Butler is just, I mean, just relentless on poor Chavano. I'm just like. And then they got all these. They just have so many just Buddy clips now. Buddy Hield meets Steph Curry, the greatest shooter ever. Yeah, you might want to give him the ball when he's open.
Shut up. That's what I would tell you.
Buddy's like, if Steph is number one, I'm number two. Like, what's the big deal?
I think Buddy's taken like two shots since that video.
Well, the crazy thing is, which they should be showing him some respect, Buddy's played well in those two games, in games three and four. He was a big time reason as to why they were able to get those two games, man. And
yeah, he had some big shots. He has his Buddy moments, but, you know, Buddy giveth and Buddy, you know, goes Buddy sometime. But I'm like, did Jimmy just, like, arrive and be like, I can't stand this dude?
Like, he made up his mind on the plane that he didn't like Buddy Hield.
It's like he got on the phone and talked to, like, Davey. Davion didn't play with him, but, like, who would he know? Like,
Tyrese called Jimmy like, you ain't gonna believe this.
He's like, yeah.
And he sent him the clip of Buddy shooting the half court shot with 7 seconds left. Tyrese and Harrison Barnes chasing down the rebound and putting it back.
Harrison Barnes tweeted him like, get ready, Jimmy.
Tyrese was like, what was that?
Harrison shoots him a text like, you do get ready for the Buddy Hield experience.
It's quite an experience, man. But the Warriors up 3-1 in that series. Hey, but I don't want to. What do you think of your boy, your brother, your bruh, is at Sac State? Shaquille O'Neal is the general manager of Sac State Athletics. That's your man.
I don't even know what that means.
It's just a blanket term.
Then when I saw what the description was, I'm like, he never even has to be in Sacramento to do most of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just like when he was an owner.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, you see all these pro, you know, current and former players, they're general managers. I'm like, what are we doing now? I'm like, isn't like Max Crosby the general manager, Eastern Michigan? It's like Steph is the general manager. I'm like, what exactly are these guys doing? Are they just to be able to say, hey, do you call them and say, hey, Shaq, could you give this recruit a call?
Something, you know, like that. Or we talked about, like,
ooh, Sac State's got a new commit.
Uh-oh.
Mikey Williams. That's official.
Hey, it's on and popping, bro. It's on and popping at the new Nest, bro. Hey, Jay, you're going to have to get down here.
Williams.
You're going to have to get down here. It's popping.
I smell an athletic assignment coming next season. Yeah. Jason, go hang out with Mike Bibby and
hey,
going on in Sac State. Right. I think it's cool, though. I mean, I can, you know, up there spending that NIL money. Mm-hmm. Got the quarterback who used to be, where was he last, Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, go out there and do the damn thing. I ain't mad at it.
It is.
You know, Cal women's basketball got a transfer from South Carolina. You know, I'm like, okay, go ahead, go Bears. Football team can't get right at Cal, but oh well. I don't know, another team that like lost all its running backs in a day before.
They got to get – did they ever give my man full control, Ron Rivera?
They worked out something now. They've worked out something to where – the donors, unlike me, who actually give a whole lot of, who have money to give, are like happy. They worked something out.
Mm.
No one has any faith, and they don't have any faith in the athletic department. And I really can't blame them for not having a lot of faith at this point.
Who would be the general manager of Cal? Is that Marshawn? Who should be that?
Well, right now it's Ron Rivera.
I mean, but who would be better? Because
I think Marshawn would be more fun.
I think Marshawn is the one. You got to make Marshawn Lynch the general manager of Cal.
Jason Kidd.
No,
Marshawn would be the most fun.
No, he'd be. Because
Marshawn would be like, imagine, you know, Marshawn speaking to the donors.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, how about your boy? Well, that's your boy. You got to claim him.
No.
That's your boy.
He get rid of the medical staff. They're trying to give him ayahuasca. You like, sprained your ankle. Here you go. Whole team on a straight psychedelic trip. Nah, we're good. They'd be like the highest team. In, like, it wouldn't be the highest ranking, but they'd be the highest ranked team. They'd just be gone.
Just high, yeah.
They'd just be high. Like, they're not going to have spring football. They're going down to, like, Peru for the weekend instead. It just, yeah, no. Aaron can do whatever Aaron does. We don't need his conspiracy theory.
And they don't show – they just show up the day before the game. There's no, like, practice. Or they just show up the day before the game and play.
Like, where's your quarterback at? Oh, he decided to go into, like, a wellness camp for the week. Yeah. He's going to go sit in the dark for 5 days. That would – yeah. If we're going to do, like, people who do not need to be the GM, I think Aaron would be at the top of the list of people who do not need to be the GM.
RFK, the new director of sports medicine at Cal.
That would exactly, that would definitely happen under Aaron Rodgers' watch. Whole teams just inflicted with, like, curable diseases.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there suspending guys who are vaccinated. It'd be all bad.
Did Jeff Kent go to Cal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Get Jeff Kent in there.
Nah.
Jason Jones could be the general manager over at Cal.
He can't be. Oh, yeah, and he is the professor.
Come on, man.
It'd be a pay raise, I'm sure. I'd give it a shot.
Well, Shaq's doing it, but he's volunteering. I don't know if you saw that. It's on a voluntary basis.
Oh, I can't top that. Yeah, I know. I'm going to need some, you know, I don't have no NBA money in the bank. I'm going to need some ends.
That was a wild thing for your boy to throw in the tree. No, this is a voluntary assignment that Shaq has taken on. Oh, all right, man.
So basically, the booster.
Booster. Well, one of the things we thought about, too, is...
Is that still a term, though, in NIL world? Are you still considered a booster?
Maybe so. But, like, we thought about, like, if they... Mikey Williams, for example. Like, you have Mikey Williams here, and, hey, man, we're about $500,000 short. Shaq... Oh, okay, let me call the general. Let me call the general, see if they can put in $500,000 for this.
Let me call Reebok. Hey, you want to, you know, you guess what, Mike? You got to deal with Reebok now. Money made it up.
He said that's not going to get me here. Sorry.
It's definitely a hell of a weapon to have. Because, I mean, that's the whole thing about NIL, too. Like, Cooper Flagg had a deal with New Balance playing at a Nike school.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's why when as soon as the season's over, I mean, there's all types
it's a different
of
game.
Yeah, a whole different multiple possibilities now, you know. Where somebody said, too, it's kind of how dispensaries put the weed man out. Remember, there could be the bag man in college sports. Like, you'll see the money man, like Johnny Manziel did, you know, told him, you put $3 million in an account, he'll stay another year.
Yeah.
That money guy is kind of, you know, a different thing now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some legit, like, hey, I'll get you a deal, you know, get you a car dealership deal. you know, some of these guys are going to make more money in NIL than they ever will as a pro.
I don't mind the like transfer portal. I was a little like our boy Andre, just like school to school to school, like and I mean, you know, we it's great. Mikey Williams is coming to Sac State from UCF, but it's like, what are we doing? Like what is best for these young men? Mm-hmm. Is it to catch the quick bag? Is that what we're doing, or is it really the best opportunity to go to the next level? Like, what is the level of movement with some of these moves is even for someone who defends the process, it is kind of getting to be like a lot. Like, Andre was debating going back to Stanford.
Yeah.
Like, oh, all right.
It's like I don't. It's like they're mercenaries now. It's a weird thing. It's like I got a friend of mine who coaches at a mid major, and he said, the problem is now this. You get a guy in there. If he's any good, you can't keep him. But if he's not any good, your team sucks. And so it's like you basically are developing guys, and if they're any good, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Unless you have like, you know, that, you know, that, you know, that Ohio State money, that Duke money, you know. It's like, you think about it, with Mikey Williams, if he has a great season, more than likely, it's his only season. If he is either you go pro, or you know, you've got someone like a North Carolina or one of those big schools, or a USC saying, "Hey, we'll give you more money." Mm. You know, and it's a why I can't keep up. Like all I do now is Google names that I see say are committed, and like, okay, where did you come from? Because I can't keep up.
Right.
I said, Cal, the women landed a commit. I didn't realize she played at South Carolina. I'm like, oh wow, we're getting South Carolina players. I'm like, go ahead, Charmin Smith. I'm down with that. You know, then the football team gets a random guy you've never heard of, and then you realize that some of the guys on the basketball team that you liked are gone, and you didn't. I'm like, oh, he left too. Mm. It puts a school like a Sac State. Your lower level D1 schools in a weird bind, because if you got a guy who's really good, you got to spend the whole season trying to fend off other schools now.
Right. And it's one of those things where I've said for a while, like they've got to scale back on what they can do in this transfer portal. Like if you leave, you should have to sit out a year, you know, because you can't. The year-to-year thing, the year-to-year contract stuff, it's just become too crazy. And another mid-major coach, I remember the coach Grambling, said a couple years ago, because he put out what you just laid out there as far as the mid-majors being a springboard to go to the bigger schools. He's like, look, I'm not saying take anything away from the kids. Like, that's not – they're getting paid. They're getting their money. That's cool. But, like, the NCAA should work on some type of buyout money for me. You know what I mean? If I'm recruiting these kids, building them up, and they're able to springboard to another level, I should get something out of this, because my job is to win games, and I keep having to lose these players because of the system that they implemented. So if they're not going to have the kids sit out a year, there should be something in place for these mid-major coaches. You know what I mean?
One of the coach at Howard said, how do you evaluate me? Because if I got to replace an entire team every year, you know, and it's like you get hurt from, I forget the player's name, but they had found a guy, you know, a young man who wasn't really recruited, got to Howard, ends up being conference player of the year, and they spend the whole year knowing they're going to lose it. You do all this work, you get, you know, and so I don't know, I really don't know what the solution is. I've heard some coaches suggest maybe they have to sign a 2-year contract. Or whatever it is, and if you leave, whether it be to go pro or you leave for another school, you forfeit X amount. You know, you have to have a buyout or something. You know, and that's one of the complaints I'm seeing now. You know, you read online is that some people feel like, hey, the quarterback who was going to UCLA? Was it that his brother went to what Arkansas or somewhere and got paid, and then he bounced? And like, where's our money? Like, well, peace. Maybe it wasn't him, but I heard that story where guys will get paid. I'm like, I'm still leaving. You know, I'm not giving the money back. Mm-hmm. So the system is just, I mean, but I also say the NCAA did this to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They had decades to compensate these athletes, and they refused. You know, and so part of me says, oh, well, you know what? So what if your system is all jacked up?
But that's why right now in these first handful of years of this NIL transfer portal kind of almost like the player empowerment era of college basketball, that's why if you're the NCAA, that's why if you're all these old school coaches or even new school, you just have to take it. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a while to get all of this ironed out and figured out and regulated, and how does this work best for the schools and the athletes and the agents and the advertisers and everybody involved. It's going to take time to collectively bargain, so to speak, mm-hmm. all of that mm-hmm. stuff. Right now, take it on the chin and shut the F up. Because like you just say, you started Saban, all this.
Or you pull a Tony Bennett and you just get out the game.
Yep.
Just say, I don't want to do it. You yep. know. And some of these dudes, they're like, I'm not doing this. I'm not kissing up to these kids. Hmm. And so, you know.
There's a reason Coach K retired.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he was tired of basketball. Like it was
Jay Wright too.
Yeah, all of these.
Yeah,
all of them.
Like, it's different when you weren't the only one with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
Everybody can get paid, you know. You can't hoard everyone. Like you can't keep, you know, that third string running back who's a five star on your team because he's still getting paid under the table until it's his time to play. That guy's like, I'm out of here. I'm not playing right away. Bye. Because there's another coach somewhere else who's talking to him, or someone's talking to him and saying, hey, or talking to the guy's agent saying, hey, come over here. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice little bump in pay and you will start.
And look, Shaquille O'Neal's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you looking like UCLA? Foster's going there and tell the quarterbacks, oh, by the way, yeah, Nico's on the way, guys, just so you know. Like, I know we just were going through spring football. I've been. By the way, Nico's on the way, so some of y'all got to kick. Somebody might be kicking rocks.
So the quarterback said, I want to trade.
Yeah.
They traded.
Yeah.
They did a de facto trade to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's wild. You know, there's just, you know, but like I said, NCAA did this to itself. Like you look at Cam Ward, his college journey, it's like boom, 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 that first round pick, first overall pick. You know, so it was just funny watching the draft, too. They're showing highlights of guys. They got 2 and 3 different schools. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It was like, I'm like, why are they showing San Diego State? Oh, I didn't know the guy from Ohio State started at San Diego State. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They're like, and then like one of the guys from UCLA got drafted. I forgot. He started at Cal. Mm. I'm like, yeah, this is, you know.
My boy Femi. That's my boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second rounder, man. Salute to him. Out of consumer.
Yeah, I was like, you know. But it's like you can't even, you know, people want to get angry at the players. I'm like, I can't have all this venom toward them. People are like, well, I can't believe he did this. I'm like, I can't. Got paid. I'm not mad at him. Do what's best for you, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so yeah, it was just weird, though. They're showing highlights. Like, here's his tape over here. And, you know, then he went here. And then he went here. Like the quarterback the Saints drafted. It's like. How are you in the same high school class as Trevor Lawrence?
He's like 26.
You just got drafted last weekend. Like, what? They're like, he was teammates with the tight end at Oregon 6 years ago. Like, man, like I said, the NCAA earned this stuff, though. So I will shed few tears over their complaints about ratings. The only one that's not, I think – maybe women's basketball isn't as bad, but it's getting there. People are leaving Dawn Staley.
Up. Yeah, it's picking up. It's
they're leaving Dawn Staley. So it's like, if they're no one's immune.
I was just going to tell Jason. KC said Luka Doncic can't win a title. Do you?
It's Cleveland all over again. That's not what I said.
Well, I know he doesn't believe that because we're both Laker fans. So I don't
know. The hell we are.
I know you didn't say that.
Wolves up.
I whatever that means. I don't think the Laker team is constructed to win a title. I think you need to have some rim protection.
Can Luka Doncic be the best player on an NBA championship team?
I think with the right team, yeah.
I'm with you.
I think he can be. I think.
I believe KC said he was ass. I believe those were his.
Says his defense is ass.
Wow.
I'll say that. His defense is
ass. I mean, yeah. There's times defensively, I'm like, going, what the hell? You know, I think, because he doesn't have to be, you know, he doesn't have to be a great defender. It's just like, just don't be a cone. Yeah. But I think, like on Sunday, they all became cones in the fourth quarter because they were gassed. I mean, you know, but yeah. I think it's possible.
Well, you say that though, like don't be a cone. Like he's been a cone his entire career. Why would that change now? And he's even more out of shape.
He cannot be a cone. He's shown to me defensively, his model has to be who the guy I've compared him to the most. He's got to be James Harden. He's got to use his strength, and maybe that means maybe in like a series like this, maybe you got to put him. You know, if you're just going to try something. Hell, I'd put him on Gobert. They don't want to give Gobert a freaking ball. Mm-hmm. Gobert would be 2 feet from the basket with his hands up. Ant and Julius like, I'm going to shoot a three. I'm not giving you the ball. Then you got to be creative. But I remember what Mike D'Antoni did with James Harden. He basically put James on power forwards. Because even though James is strong, if anything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if you're going to completely disrupt your offense that's completely go with James Harden, with a guy who you normally don't go through, you live with that. So I think there's ways to do it, you know, there's times where I'm like, oh my God, I see what Nico was thinking, but then I laugh because Nico was still wrong. But hey,
I wouldn't have traded him. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Like I said, I hear what he's saying, I hear you, Nico, but the more you talk about it, Nico, I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but saying things like I didn't know he was that popular doesn't help.
Yeah, all right. Now you're just
goodbye, I'm like, yeah. Goodbye, like someone Nico. Said those weren't Tyron Smith jerseys in the stands.
Goodbye, Nico. I'll ask you another question about that though. I give you $100. You can put it on Luka winning a championship first, or Anthony Edwards. Who you putting it on?
I put it on Anthony. He's got a more complete team. Mm-hmm. This is a bad – this was not the matchup I wanted for the Lakers. I liked it when Memphis was at 6.
Yeah.
This was not the matchup I wanted. This is not – yeah. Especially if they have Julius. No, I don't – this is not the matchup I wanted. But I think they have a more complete team. You know, so, if I had to put money on it, I would put the money on Anthony right now because his team is more complete.
All right. I didn't hate this matchup. Oh, well, I don't like Minnesota, so –
Minnesota, what were they up last year? And then, you know, they ended up in a game. Yeah, they were up. What they up? 2-0, and they lost the three in a row.
Three, yeah.
Man. Yeah, they won the first one. Then they won the first two at Denver. And they were down 20 in game 7 and somehow won. So, you know, I say, hey, Lakers, try to get one. If you get one, you know, you get one on Wednesday, take your chances back in Minnesota. And if you somehow get back to game 7, I'll take Luka and LeBron in a game 7 at home, but we got a ways to go to get there.
Yeah, no, just give up. Just give up. Roll over to me.
No. Yeah. You're not going to talk about the Lakers how you talked about the Kings or the last month of the season.
I've looked up at the TV twice, and on each separate occasion, someone was screaming as an official. They're going to a commercial.
A lot of that.
The first time,
entire playoffs.
It was Giannis. The second time it was TJ McConnell, for God's sakes.
I think we can all agree objectively the officiating has been ass in the playoffs.
It's been bad.
It's been bad. I mean, five years.
There's been some pretty bad damn officiating this postseason.
These guys are awful. They've been bad the last handful of years.
And my thing is though, what's the point of announcing their blown call and then like what happens? Okay, you messed up. You know, and I'm still trying to figure out where the Hawkeye camera came from. I'm like, y'all pulled some new camera out all of a sudden. I'm like, the Hawkeye camera.
Good. It got that cheating LeBron. It got him. Good.
Oh, man. Man, stop it, man. You know you were texting me angry. Like, how could they do this to us?
It's a lie.
I was like, KC, we're not on the team. We're just fans. You're like, they did us wrong. I'm like, no, enjoy your Sunday with the family. It's going to be all right.
We got to go, but did you see him glowing about Dodger Stadium last week?
Stop it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they tagged me on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very nice stadium. I'm not a hater.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You're a fan. No. You're a fan. You a fan. You a fan.
No, the Giants of the first place San Francisco Giants. Show some respect.
You a fan. You a fan.
I just saw we coming up on the year anniversary of all that stuff.
Man, that was a time.
Today was the anniversary of academics saying 16 days with no response.
Oh, man.
That was a time.
Yeah, it was something. It was
Let's
something.
Get
that's for sure.
Out of here.
Are you going to DOT in San Francisco? You're going to see Kendrick somewhere. Where?
I don't know yet because we had to do some weird children thing. So I'm kind of tied up with being a father. But I may figure out how to leave them at home.
No, okay. Yeah, no, anyway. Okay.
I mean they're old enough. You know, I'm
well,
like,
you
hey,
don't have to admit everything on the radio. We could have.
I wouldn't be leaving infants.
I mean, to be clear, your kids are like 6'7". They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
no one's gonna bother them.
They're the size of, and they eat like grown men. They'll be okay.
Yeah, but for sure.
My youngest one, Kendrick, would be mad if I go see Kendrick and he's here. And
fair enough.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "How you gonna name me after the man? And I can't go to the concert."
Fair enough. Take him.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
All right, y'all take it easy. See you next week.
Yes, indeed. Jay got a great story about Rick Mahorn right now over on The Athletic, too. You can go check that out. Rick Mahorn, of course,
the original
the famous Sparks shock brawl that took place. I don't even remember what year that was. I just remember Lisa Leslie. I'm a mom. I'm not out here fighting. Meanwhile, I forgot. I think it was Ivory Latta. No, it wasn't Ivory Latta. It was. I think maybe it was Shannon Bobbitt, from Tennessee, ran up behind Rick Mahorn and hit her with the ran away. Oh, so go back and watch the video right now. It's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. They suspended Rick Mahorn for that too. Like that man didn't do anything except get punched. Man didn't do anything.
Suspended for trying to be a
He got suspended for getting punched by a 5'4" point guard. All right, man. We're done for today. We appreciate you so much for tapping in. We will be back tomorrow. More talk on the Sacramento Kings and their new head coach. We'll talk some draft too as well. 49ers, Raiders, all of that good stuff. We appreciate you so much for being with us. You can head over to 102.5 if you want to join us there. If not, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, gigantes!